This is the State of Things. I'm Melinda Pencava. Well, spring has finally and fully sprung, and many people are taking to the outdoors and many of the state's outdoor attractions. One of them in Raleigh is Pullen Park. It opened back in 1887 as the city's first publicly accessible park. It still boasts a lake with pedal boats, a train ride through the trees, and that old-fashioned carousel. The carousel was built in 1912, and it made its debut at the park in 1920. It's been in continuous use since then, even through the renovation of the animals and the replacement of many mechanical parts. Now, the carousel's organ was broken for quite some time until Benjamin Haas moved to Raleigh recently and offered to fix it. Benjamin Haas is an electrical engineer by day with a particular penchant for tinkering with old-fashioned machines. Haas tells us that the Pullen Park carousel organ is what is known as a mechanical musical device.
Well, I would say that any instrument that plays from either a paper roll or a pin barrel and plays itself would be my definition of a mechanical music device. They were probably popular from about 1890 through about 1928 or so. And then they kind of fell out of vogue with the coming of the radio.
Oh, so radio did them in.
Yeah.
My apologies. So a mechanical musical device, people might be familiar with it in seeing the old roller pianos?
Yeah, player piano is probably the most common instrument that people would see.
Mm-hmm. But you work on the organs and carousels.
I do a little bit of it all. I would say that I have a player piano myself that I tinker around with, and I have one other instrument that's actually a player violin.
And how does that work?
It's pretty interesting. It has a paper roll just like the piano, but it has mechanical fingers that stop the strings, and it has motors that bow the strings just like the bow would do. And it was built probably around 1912. And the one I have is far from being restored. It's going to be a big project, but I'll get it finished.
So that's the hobby, is to fix these things.
Yeah, yeah. At least for me, I enjoy working on them almost as much as listening to them.
So you have been fixing the organs at mm-hmm. the carousels in Raleigh. How did you come upon that job?
When I came out here to preview the area with my new job and look for a house, my wife and I had some free time one day, and we went down to Pullen Park and rode on the carousel, and we saw that the organ was not working. And I inquired as to what was going on, and it took me quite a while to get to the bottom of it, but basically it was broken and there wasn't anyone around here that could fix it. I think they used to have a repairman from Maryland that did it, a professional repairman, but his rates were quite high, and I think over time the park couldn't afford it anymore and just stopped hiring him to repair the organ.
So in the meantime, they were doing what?
I think they have a CD down there where they just play recorded music, which it just doesn't quite have the soul of the real organ.
So now you fixed the carousel, for the past couple of months it's been working, and we sent our intern out to record some of the sound the other day, and, well, the bad news is that it broke.
Yeah, the first I heard of that was right after your person came out there to record it. The park manager sent me an email and said that it's not working again, so I will probably get down there this weekend and work on it. They're quite complex devices. I think much more complex than just having a CD player, which is what they had. And they do require, you know, regular maintenance, and things go wrong with them. But I think it's still important to play them regularly, because it's really a part of our history, and it's the way that the carousel was meant to be enjoyed.
How old is the carousel organ at Pullen Park?
I would guess that organ was built around 1920 or so. There's serial numbers on each one of them, and there's several people that keep a database and try to figure out when they were made. It's not quite that easy, because they made them probably all the way from 1900 up to about 1929, and the models changed only very slightly, so you can't tell just by looking at the organ when it was built.
So how rare is it to find a carousel with that organ in it still?
I think it's pretty rare. There's, gosh, I wouldn't be able to guess. I would say it's in the low hundreds of them still around in the United States, and quite a lot of them have the organ sitting there, but they don't actually use it, kind of like the Poland Park Carousel was before I came along. I think it's much easier for the operators to use a compact disc, and they don't have to train them, and you don't have to worry about the rolls tearing or rewinding the rolls or tuning it, you know, once a month. So there's a lot of them that don't play, I'd say, probably more so than that do play.
Are there any that are beyond repair?
Really, I don't think almost anything is beyond repair, because the neat thing about those instruments made in that period of time, you know, 100 years ago, is that all the raw materials are very simple. They're mostly wood and leather and a few metal parts that are pretty easy to fabricate. So I've seen cases where they've brought instruments back to life that would appear to be completely rotted away and impossible to repair, but almost every part can be remade.
How does working on these mechanical musical devices, how does that compare to your day job?
Well, my day job is I'm a microprocessor designer, so I'm into computers, and actually these instruments are some of the first computers. I mean, if you look into how they work, they have quite a few of the same characteristics. You know, they have vacuum valves, which take the place of transistors and amplify signals. They have a paper roll, which is a digital storage medium. In fact, some of the first digital computers did have paper punch cards.
Those old IBM cards we used to make Christmas wreaths out of?
Yeah. So they are really a computer. Obviously, they're totally mechanical rather than electrical. So I enjoy it because I understand it, and it's also a nice break from sitting in front of a computer all day, which is what I do every day.
How did you get started in this?
Let's see. I think when I was probably about 7 years old, my parents took me out to visit Seattle, and there was a World's Fair exhibit just below the Space Needle, and I think it was there for quite a while after the World's Fair actually ended, and there was a big display of mechanical musical instruments in there. And I remember going through that, and it made a real lasting impression on me. And I've always enjoyed woodworking because my father is a carpenter, and that was kind of the trade that I learned growing up. And I've always loved music. I play the clarinet, and so it kind of combines all those things, so it's really neat.
Yeah, I was going to ask whether it was the music that drew you in initially, or was it just the fascination with the mechanics of it all?
It's kind of all of that. I love mechanical things, woodworking, and music, so it's really the perfect hobby to combine all those things.
Now, is there a song you wish that somebody would put onto one of these carousel organs?
You know, I don't know. I don't know how well some of the modern songs would lend themselves to being arranged for an organ. One interesting thing about them is, in order to save space and to save cost, they don't have a complete set of notes. They don't have a full chromatic scale. They're missing quite a few of the notes. So most of the organs only have maybe two sharps, and they can only play in one or two keys. And that was fine because the arrangers knew about that, and they knew how to adapt the music. And sometimes when there was a note missing, they could do some fancy trills to get around it and kind of trick the listener. So I don't know how well modern music would be arranged on a band organ.
So the music that is being played on the Poland Park Carousel would be music from that era, because people were new to write for those carousel organs?
Yeah, the company that built that organ was Wurlitzer. I think they eventually became a jukebox company. They had their own arranging staff full-time, and they produced their own rolls. So they took all the modern tunes of the time and arranged them for band organs. So quite a lot of the music dates clear back from then. I think various times between then and now, there have been people that have arranged modern rolls. The hobby was at its most popular probably in the late 1960s and early 70s, and I think there were a few rolls produced then, so you might even find some rolls with tunes from that era.
Well, I'm sorry we don't have the music to play from the carousel at Poland Park here. We really wanted to do that. How long do you think it'll take you to fix it?
I bet you by the end of the day, on Saturday or Sunday, whichever day I go down there, I'll have it back working again. It's usually not anything too complicated. It's just one slight thing goes wrong, and then the thing doesn't play. But it's not so far, nothing that I've fixed on it so far has been really major.
That sounds like a parallel to microchips too, right? One little thing goes wrong.
And it doesn't work, yeah.
Well, Benjamin Haas, thanks for talking with us about this.
Well, thank you for having me.
Benjamin Haas's hobby is repairing mechanical musical devices. He is working on the carousels in two Raleigh parks. He lives in Raleigh and works at Qualcomm. Now, earlier this week, we sent our able assistant producer, Alex Granados, to take a ride on the Pullen Park carousel. And here's what he found.
And hold on while the ride's going. So if you're all ready, then hold on. And here we go. Carousel itself has been here since, around 19, maybe 12. But since it's been here, it's had two full restorations that have been done on it just as a whole.
It was great. It's so authentic and old and just beautifully maintained.
I have a saying at the carousel that at Pullen Park, and especially at the carousel, that it's for the young and the young at heart. So grandparents and parents have just as much fun.
It reminds you of going to big amusement parks as a child. You know, even as an adult, it just brings you back to fun times when you were a kid.
I think it's beautiful. I think it's the prettiest carousel I've ever seen.
Well, I don't like it. It makes me dizzy.
Once again, folks, thank you for riding the carousel. As it comes to a stop, please stay seated. We hope you enjoyed your ride, and we hope to see you again.
Pullen Park employees and visitors enjoying the carousel earlier this week.